Paul Ramel here over in Appleton broadcasting today. I'm in the Zion Lutheran Church. Well, I don't know if it's a parking lot or the empty lot, but there's a big event going on here in Appleton. And Kelsey Tolleson from Appleton Area Health here is to tell us all about it. Kelsey, big day for you guys.
Yeah, it's a big, exciting day, and we actually have some decent weather for this, so we're pretty excited.
All right. Well, tell our listeners what you're doing.
So we are planting a community orchard today. We received a grant from Countryside Public Health, the SHIP grant, and we had some monies available to purchase some of the trees and shrubs for this orchard. Okay. So today we're planting about 18 raspberry plants, 10 trees, pear, plum, and apple, and then we'll have more raspberries coming in August, as well as some honeyberries too.
Wow. So is this a partnership with Zion Lutheran Church?
Yes.
How'd that come about?
Yeah. We were looking for a location in Appleton, checked out several different sites. Nothing was really percolating all that well. Zion Lutheran Church is actually home of our food shelf here in Appleton, and they have this beautiful vacant lot. So I reached out to the church, and they were willing to partner with us. So they are letting us plant here today and use their water supply, and we'll hopefully maintain it together between the community, Zion, and the hospital.
Okay. And I understand this is kind of your idea, and tell us how you came about with this idea.
Yeah, so I have a kind of a friend, colleague, who works at a neighboring facility, and I saw their facility carry out something like this in their community, and I thought, well, hey, that's doable. We can do that. So I touched base with her, and she's kind of guided me through the process. She's got a lot of knowledge about the different varieties of trees and shrubs. So she very much so guided me in the right direction and helped us get everything ready for today.
Okay. Awesome. It's all about fresh fruit and bringing the fresh vegetables and fruit to the community, right?
Correct, yes. Once everything is fruit bearing, this is open to the community, so they can come and pick whatever they want. There is no cost to get anything from this orchard.
Okay. Now, I'm not a gardener or anything, so is this going to take a couple years before you can see the fruits of your labor then?
The raspberries will take a year or two.
Okay.
The fruit trees could take anywhere from 2 to 4 years.
Okay.
So we'll see how things go, but we might be lucky next summer and get some raspberries on the bushes.
Okay. So talk about the trees. I just walked over there and looked at all the number of trees you're about ready to plant. There's some different ones too. I didn't even know you could grow some of these trees in Minnesota.
Right,
What kinds are there over there?
Yeah, we have two different varieties of plum trees, three different varieties of pear trees, and five different varieties of apple trees. So we've got some different ones. I ordered them from the nursery, they had also good suggestions, and we're gonna give them a try, see how they turn out.
Right. Yeah, that'll be fun. So it'll take a number of years before we're ready with the apple and plum trees, right?
Yep, that's right. It could take three or four years.
Okay. So the idea is anybody from the community can help themselves then, right?
Absolutely, yes. Okay. This is free to the community. Anybody that's visiting our community, you come and pick what you want. And we're hopeful that we can also add a few other things over time, maybe some asparagus, maybe rhubarb, grapevines, or anything else anyone wants to plant. This is our community.
That's right. So who's going to maintain it then?
Yeah, we'll between the hospital and Zion, we'll have a service agreement and figure out who's going to do what and when.
Okay.
Maybe one or two days a year we can get the community together to help us clean it up and maintain it as well.
All right, real good. Boy, you have a number of people here ready to help and plant these trees and bushes.
Yeah, we might as well get started.
Okay. That was Kelsey Tolleson talking about the community orchard they're planting in Appleton. And I visited with Pastor Roger of Zion Lutheran Church and Lori Andres of Appleton Area Health. Let's hear what they had to say.
Oh, yeah, that is a pretty handy tool he's got.
Paul Ramel reporting here from Appleton, Minnesota, Zion Lutheran Church. We visited with Kelsey Tolleson just a little while ago, but we have Lori Andres, the CEO of Appleton Area Health, and Pastor Rod Pierce.
Yep.
from Zion Lutheran Church. What do you think about this good group of people here to plant the orchard, Pastor?
This is great. It's been too many months of not being around enough people, so this is fantastic.
Yep.
So when Kelsey came to your church board and you, and what did you think about that?
As soon as she told me about it and the idea that she had, I loved it. On the one hand, I love how practical it is to feed people, and we have plenty of people in our community that need food. And on the other hand, my church nerd came out of me, and I love the imagery, as if we go all the way back to Genesis and the Garden of Eden, and here you have people expelled out, and I thought this is a beautiful image of kind of redemption and new creation and restoring creation in a way that feeds and takes care of people.
And that's right. And as we're talking here, the tractor just went by with a bunch of trees on it to plant in the empty lot here by Zion Lutheran, right?
That's right, yeah.
All right. So you got a green thumb?
No, in fact, I gave a sermon last year about how terrible I am at keeping plants alive.
So they might want to keep him out of the way here then, huh?
I'm moral support.
Okay, cool. I'm right with you. I don't have a green thumb either. So, Lori, what you think about this idea when Kelsey brought it to you?
Oh, I thought it was amazing. You know, we have a responsibility to our communities to do things to help them and provide things such as food. It's such a simple thing, but yet for some people it's very challenging to be able to afford good healthy food, and you know, we just want to get back to the community of Appleton and do things to bring us together and to provide for each other.
That's right. Now, when the trees are 3-4 years, I'm guessing, right? Then anyone, the community, come in and pick the apples, is that correct?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, it's a shared garden with our community, and there's no cost, and you know, it's basically free. You can come and take what you need, and we want to share with everybody is our goal.
Yep. Pastor, talk a little bit about your church body and what they thought about this when they heard.
Yeah, so I've been here in Appleton for 2 years now.
Okay.
And we've had this empty lot, and as long as I've been here, all we've ever done is mow it. And so this was a great idea, and when I heard that, I was really excited. And after talking with Kelsey a little bit, I said, well, let's have a special meeting, and I had the council all come together to talk with her, and we just kind of dreamed it together. And yeah, after her presentation, the council and I, we talked for a while about just the practical side of it and our vision for it, and they voted unanimously to go for it.
All right.
We kind of acknowledged it. There could be a lot of work with it, but it was something that was too good to pass up.
That's right. And Lori, I see some Appleton Area Health employees here too helping out.
Yes, absolutely. We had kind of sent an email out and said anybody that wants to come out and help, we'd love to have you. And it's a great show of support and from both Zion Lutheran Church and Appleton Area Health.
All right, great job, guys. This is kind of fun. Kelsey said she wanted to put a shovel in my hand, so I better stop talking, huh?
There you go. Get to work.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Lori.
Yeah, thank you. And just a special thanks to Kelsey Tullifson as well. She's done an amazing job with this.
That was Lori Andres, the CEO of Appleton Area Health, and Pastor Roger Fears of Zion Lutheran Church, and Kelsey Tullifson, and a whole number of people over in Appleton this afternoon planting that community orchard.